A Fistful of Charms by Kim Harrison, narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2006 by Kim Harrison. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with EOS, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. The solid thud of David's door shutting echoed off the stone face of the 8-story building we had parked beside. Leaning against the gray sports car, I shaded my eyes and squinted up at its aged and architecturally beautiful columns and fluted sills. The uppermost floor was golden in the setting sun, but here at street level we were in a chill shadow. Cincinnati had a handful of such landmark buildings, most abandoned, as this one appeared to be. "Are you sure this is the place?" I asked, then dragged the flat of my arms off the roof of his car. The river was close. I could smell the oil and gas mix of boats. The top floor probably had a view. Though the streets were clean, the area was clearly depressed. But with a little attention, and a lot of money, I could see it as one of the city's newest residential hotspots. David set his worn leather briefcase down and reached into the inner pocket of his suit coat. Pulling out a sheaf of papers, he flipped to the back, then glanced at the distant corner and the street sign.
"Yes,"
he said, his soft voice tense but not worried. Tugging my little red leather jacket down, I hiked my bag higher on my shoulder and headed to his side of the car, heels clunking. I'd like to say I was wearing my butt-kicking boots in deference to this being a run, but in reality I just liked them. They went well with the blue jeans and black T-shirt I had on, and with the matching cap, I looked and felt sassy. David frowned at the chunking, or my choice of attire, maybe, stealing his features to bland acceptance when he saw me quietly laughing at him. He was in his respectable work clothes, somehow pulling off a mix of the three-piece suit and his shoulder-length...